Matt Bubalin for Patty Vasquez on 720 WGN. My friends at DNA Info are becoming better friends all the time, and I haven't gotten to meet Kelly Bauer in person yet, but she joins me on the phone right now because she had a couple of really interesting stories she did for DNA Info this week. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thank you for staying up late for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
So one of the stories I saw that you worked on this week was about the Christmas decorations still being up in February. Are you, and you say it's bad luck. Tell me why it's bad luck. And are there people really, we've had a pretty soft winter. I mean, there have been chances to get out and get the decorations off. Are people really still not doing it?
Yeah. In fact, just earlier on Thursday, we saw that there was a huge Christmas tree in Lincoln Square. So that was a little interesting to see that the city itself hasn't put away all its decorations.
That is surprising. Although, I'm looking around here on Michigan Avenue, and a lot of trees still have lights on them. So I think it becomes, after a certain date, they just say, well, that's a winter decoration, Kelly. That's not a Christmas decoration. We have our winter decorations up now. But is this clearly a Christmas tree that should have come down by now?
Oh, yeah. It's got all the fancy ornaments, all the lights, all that kind of stuff.
Now, why is it bad luck to still have your Christmas decorations up now?
Yeah, they say that if you let the decorations stay up past a certain day, then you won't be able to release the tree spirits that live in your Christmas trees. And if you don't do that, apparently, then your crops won't grow in the spring. So that's kind of the curse you get for leaving the decorations up, I guess.
I didn't know any of this, Kelly. So we don't let our Christmas spirits don't get out of the tree. That's bad. And then our crops won't grow. So if you're within the city, unless you got a nice little garden plot, you're okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless you're trying to grow some flowers at your windowsill or anything, I guess it won't be that bad. I mean, yeah. I don't know how far this curse extends if you're going to take out, I don't know, like the cornfields in DeKalb or something like that, but.
That would be bad if the farmers are all marching up here to Chicago cursing all the people that didn't get their decorations down in time.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you would think at the very least, if we would have had more snow, that tree would have been used for dibs at some point by now. Maybe that's why it's still out there. They're saving it for when they've got a parking spot that they cleared out that they've got to use it for.
Yeah, maybe if we'd had a little bit of a rougher winter. But I think at least in the instance in Lincoln Square, they said that they just weren't able to get their hands on a list until Friday. But it should be down very soon, if it's not down already now.
Now that you drew some attention to it right now, they're like, oh, man, thanks, Kelly. Now we got to go get this thing down. Tell me a little bit about the city's plastic bag ban, because we've had that going on for a while. But you did a story this week that sounds like people are at the local Jewels are starting to give people a little more pressure to make sure they're not using plastic bags.
Yeah, so we found out that at Jewel, after the plastic bag ban, cashiers started asking customers, did you remember to bring in your bags today? And if the customer answers no, then they have to answer, well, would you like to buy one? And it's just a little bit of the way we saw it was a kind of playful bag shaming to remind customers that they should be bringing in reusable bags because they're more environmentally friendly.
Do you think that is bag shaming? Do you think that's the right term, just saying, hey, did you bring them in? Do you want to buy some? Is that unfair to call that shaming? Or do you think that if you're going to push them on it, then you're sort of trying to shame them into getting off the plastic bags?
I think in this instance, it's more of just like a fun, polite little question that just kind of reminds customers, oh, yeah, you should be bringing in bags rather than using those plastic or paper ones.
The interesting thing is, so the bags that are being used now to get around this plastic bag ban is they're thicker bags, and they're even worse for the environment. So if people are using these plastic bags now we're really doing more damage than we were before the ban, right?
Yeah, I spoke to Jordan Parker, who founded the environmental group Bring Your Bag, and she told me that people are using these thicker plastic bags as one-use bags. So just like with those thin plastic bags we used to use, they get them from the grocery store for free, use them once, and toss them, or probably stuff them in a drawer somewhere, since everybody seems to do that. And since these bags are actually made out of thicker plastic, and people are only using them once still, they're even worse for the environment than the older ones.
Yeah, that's so interesting and so sad, because here we're trying to do something good, trying to institute something to get less plastic, less environmental concern. And in essence, we're making it worse. So, you know, we really need the jewel clerks to be saying stuff and to try to get us off these bags, because now we should feel even worse about what we're doing when we're taking the plastic bag, right?
Yeah. And I think one thing that Ms. Barker's group is trying to do, they want to pass new legislation that would make it so people can continue to use those older, thin plastic bags. But under this legislation, customers would have to pay an extra 10 cents per bag if they don't use a reusable bag.
Well, that's interesting. That, boy, you know, you hate to see more taxes put in, but if that would be something that would make people step up and do it and make the change, then you like that. What's the rate of recycling of these plastic bags? I mean, by my house, we pack them up in the, underneath the kitchen sink all the time, eventually bring them over to our local Jewel or recycling center, because you can't just throw them in with your garbage recycling. Are people good about bringing in their bags, or is it really bad rate?
Well, what's funny is that Ms. Parker said that there were no studies done about bag use before the plastic bag ban went into effect, and there haven't been any studies done since then. And the city council didn't speak to any environmental groups about the ordinance. So it's difficult to determine if people are actually recycling those bags, but Bring Your Bag Chicago does not think people are.
Is Bring Your Bag Chicago, are they unhappy with the city and recycling altogether, or do they feel good about the efforts the city is putting into getting people to recycle more and clean up the way that recycling works in the city?
Well, I think that they are just really want to push this new ordinance because they think it'll be a way to remind Chicagoans, you know, you don't want to pay a fee, so instead you bring your reusable bag.
Yeah.
And Ms. Parker said that paying that fee will trigger awareness for customers. That way, you know, nobody wants to bring in that extra 10 cents, so they'll remember to start bringing those fabric bags.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it takes shape. We'll check in again. Kelly Bowers, reporter over at DNA Info, dnainfo.com. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone, Kelly.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Kelly Bower from DNA Info. Check it out at dnainfo.com. Real quick, we got a call from Dan here on 720 WGN. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Great, great. You know, 10 cents here, 15 cents there. It's kind of a, you know, it's funny because I was out at a wedding out in Seattle a year and a half ago. And I flew in, got my rental car, drove down into the city, and I thought, hey, before I get to the hotel, I'll grab a six-pack of beer and some things that I need from the Walgreens. So I go in, I get my beer, and I get like three or four or five things, and I'm standing there at the counter, and she's ringing me up, and she says, okay, and I give her the money. She gives me my change, and I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me, and I get my change and my receipt, and she goes, okay, you can go. I mean, we're done. And I said, well, how about my bag? And she goes, what do you mean? Do you want a bag? And I said, yes. And she goes, okay. So she pulls out a bag. She puts the stuff into the bag. And then she says, it's $2. Okay. So it's like, you know, 10 cents for is not going to deter somebody from using a reusable bag. It's, I mean, they went full hog out there. It's $2 if you want a big paper bag to put all your stuff into.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd throw that out.
And what would you like to see that enacted here if they really want to get serious about it?
Well, I think it's the only thing that's really going to make people change, because it's, I don't think people fully grasp it yet.
Yeah.
You know, out in the suburbs and just outside of Cook County or out of the city, it's past plastic bags still. So
yeah,
to get people to really start bringing and putting those bags in their cars, and then, you know, actually bringing reusable bags that are not just the thicker plastic bags, but actual bags.
Yeah.
Which everybody was doing except for me at that time.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you so much for calling, Dan. I really appreciate it. I do think it's going to be, if it's going to make a change, it's got to become a seatbelt type thing where it's just, when we were kids, we never wore them. Now as adults, we just automatically do it. If you had a couple of those plastic bags in the trunk at all times, or those, you know, reusable bags at all times, you probably, yeah, that's right, I got to bring in that dumb bag and use it and just get used to it, and that just becomes the way it is. But until we get there, we're going to be still wasting a lot of plastic bags.